Welcome to the $100 MBA show. Sharpen your business skills every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of Webinar Ninja, an independent software company I started with my co-founder back in 2014. And in today's lesson, you will learn how to sell more with a strong reason to buy. I've helped over 100,000 entrepreneurs and business owners grow their business, improve sales, and get unstuck. One of the biggest problems that a lot of business owners have when it comes to selling their products and services is not having a strong reason to buy. You're not making it clear. You're not making it easy for your potential customer to understand why will this product or service change things for them, make their life better, make things easier. They try to sell their products and services by saying things like, it's good, it's fast, it's the best. That's not a compelling reason. Everybody says that. That doesn't really give them a clear picture in their head why this is a hell yeah. Like, I got to buy this product. I'm sold. In today's lesson, I'm going to share with you some examples of how to cultivate a strong reason to buy for your customers. This makes selling any product or service so much easier. I learned this concept from Jim Rohn, and ever since learning it and applying it to my business, it made the sales process so much smoother. You might be asking, why? How? Well, it's very simple, actually, and that's why people miss it. They think it's some sort of complicated thing. I'm going to break it down in today's lesson, so let's get into it. Let's get down to business. A man walks into a karate studio. He's interested in possibly taking karate lessons. He's trying to get in shape. He loves karate movies, but he's not totally sold. Until, of course, the owner of the karate studio walks up to him and gives him a strong reason to buy. He says to the potential customer, karate is a great discipline. It's a great tradition. You're going to love the physical exercise. It's going to put you in shape. The camaraderie from all the different students from all walks of life coming together to learn this martial art. And of course, you're going to build discipline, character, and be a part of an ancient tradition. All of that is great. But honestly, sir, there's no feeling like walking down any street in any city with no fear, feeling confident you can defend yourself and your family at any time. The man says, where do I sign? How do I get started? How do I buy a uniform? This is an example of a strong reason to buy. It's a compelling reason. Let's break down why it's a compelling reason, why it's so strong, and why it's so easy to close sales with it. Well, the owner of the karate studio talked about all these great benefits. And he says they're great and all, but there's nothing like being able to defend yourself at any time, anywhere. All the stuff he talked about before, getting in shape, the camaraderie, the discipline, these are things you can probably pick up and are benefits of other places that sell some sort of form of exercise. The gym, joining a squash club. The business owner understands that he has competition, right? And these are the competitors, not other karate studios per se, but other options this customer has to the way they approach their physical fitness. But the thing that they can't compete with, the thing that makes this compelling, is the fact they're going to be learning something that can help defend themselves and feel safe, feel empowered, feel like they can protect their family. How do you put a price on that? The picture that he painted in the customer's head is so vivid, it's so strong, it makes the customer want what he has. We all need to tap into that for our customers. Yes, we got benefits and features up the wazoo, right? We have tons of them on our sales pages, on our marketing pages, on our pricing pages. But what's the compelling reason? What's the reason that's so strong they can't ignore and have to buy? This is your job because this is your message to every customer. So cultivating a strong reason to buy is important. Sometimes you're going to need to do it in story form. Sometimes your business won't have a compelling reason and you're going to have to create one. Let me give you another example of a strong reason to buy. I saw this from a creator who creates online courses to teach people how to get better at poker. He could do what everybody else does and say, learn how to master poker in 90 days, or get the tips and tricks that the master card sharks in Vegas know. These are kind of nice, but they're kind of lukewarm. They're not really in context of the actual customer's life or experience. Instead, what they did is offer a strong reason to buy. Here it is. Take my course and learn how to win more money and dominate poker night with your friends. Bragging rights unlimited. Wow. Strong reason to buy. One, Win more money. Who doesn't want that? 2, dominate poker night with your friends. So most people who play poker aren't doing this professionally at Vegas. They're playing poker with their friends once a week, twice a week, once a month, poker night, right, with their friends. And as soon as you put them in the context of that, they vision themselves at a poker night with their friends dominating the table. Wow, what are all the feelings they're feeling in this moment? They're feeling confident, they're feeling strong, happy, they feel significant, they feel like, hey, maybe some of my friends are jealous of how good I am. And then the bragging rights unlimited, wow. Sometimes bragging rights amongst friends is pretty much priceless. So the person that's running this course really understood the customer, put themselves in their shoes, and gave them the strong reason to buy, given the context of the customer. Here's a few tips when it comes to cultivating your own strong reason to buy. You're trying to evoke emotion. Whatever you say, whatever you put in your copy, should invoke an emotional reaction. Notice with the karate example, right? Being able to protect yourself on any street around the world, protect your family. This is evoking emotion. This is not trying to sell them on a logical ROI basis, right? With the poker, you're making them feel empowered, superior, strong. These are emotions. So take your product, take your service, and get deep in the emotions of what you want your customers to feel. But more importantly, what do they want to feel? So for example, at Webinar Ninja, it took us a while to get to the point where we understood what our strong reason to buy is. We're a webinar software. So it's like, hey, we cater to creators and coaches that use our software to do several things. But we realize that the thing that our users use our software the most and value the most is to sell their coaching and courses. So they use webinars to be able to run a workshop, to be able to get their products and services in front of their audience and sell it. I can easily say something like, easily sell your coaching and courses with Webinar Ninja, but that's kind of lukewarm. It doesn't really evoke emotion. It's not a strong reason to buy. A stronger reason to buy is get more students and clients for your coaching on demand with Webinar Ninja. Most coaches, most creators, they have a lull in sales. They don't know how to summon a sale and get new customers regularly. This is a pain point that we know because we work with them for so many years. So being able to make a sale on demand, be able to run a webinar and get sales whenever you like, this is strong because they're like, hey, I need more customers. What do I need to do? Run ads? No, just run a webinar. Invite your email list, converts higher than anything else. Knowing this is a strong reason that has worked on my customer base, we use different versions of this when we do our sales webinars, when we sell our product. So for example, when we sell our annual plans that start at $290, we share the statistic that most customers that use Webinar Ninja to sell their courses and coaching make at least their annual fee on their first webinar. That means the software pays for itself in just one webinar and you have it for the full year. And the truth of the matter is that most customers make well over that much. We saw that work, so we made it even stronger by saying, hey, run your first webinar on us because we have a 14-day trial and make the money first, meaning make the sales that would be equivalent to the annual fee or more on us. You're not paying anything because it's 14 days for free. Make that money, make the sales, and then you know it's for free or it's paid for with the sales you made. So once you find your compelling reason to buy, you need to kind of show it in different ways, give different versions and build upon it because we didn't just come up with all these ways at once. We experimented, we tried different wording, we tried different sales webinars, different scripts, different slides, different offers. The sales webinar we do for Webinar Ninja is about the 89th version, right? We've done so many iterations and it won't be the last iteration because we will continue to try to improve, but it's all behind a strong reason to buy. Now, remember I said it's emotional. So I know my customers are small business owners. They want their money to stretch. They want things to last. They want to feel like they're making a smart decision, that this is a no-brainer decision. So I make it a no-brainer. I show them how it's a no-brainer. I press on that button as much as I can because I know it will equal a sale. For your business, it might be different. Your customer might want to feel significant or look fashionable or get noticed or whatever it might be. Make sure you show them how your product or service allows them to get that emotion. You actually only need one strong reason to buy. If you have a target audience and you know exactly who you are serving, which is a huge thing you need to get done in your business because it makes your life a whole lot easier, then this is easy. You only need one strong reason that actually applies to these people. We talked about making it compelling. We talked about making it emotional. We talked about telling a story and painting the picture and showing them how they will experience this emotion. I want to leave you with another unique example. And that comes from Patagonia, the clothing brand. Patagonia knows its target audience loves quality products. They love something that lasts a lifetime. That's their value metric. Their customers are not huge on latest fashion, right? Like, it's not Gucci here. It's Patagonia. Patagonia understands its customer, understands what is their value metric and its quality. So when they advertise their winter jacket, right? I love this advertisement. The advertisement is very simple. It just says Patagonia's latest winter jacket. It has a name to it. I forgot. And all it says is this is the last winter jacket you'll ever need to buy. First of all, it got me curious. What last jacket I'll ever need to buy? Number one, I love quality products that last a lifetime. So that immediately gets my attention. Number two, they understand Patagonia customers like myself are not big shoppers, right? They want to go out and adventure and camp and snowboard and have a great time in the outdoors. They're not really interested in being in malls and shopping all the time. So the concept of me not having to go buy another winter jacket ever again sounds so compelling to me. What is this about? And when you read the ad, it says, hey, Patagonia and all its products is backed by a lifetime warranty, meaning if your jacket doesn't work, the zipper is broken, something happens, you can go to any Patagonia store and they will fix it for free. If they can't fix it, they will replace it. So it's literally the last jacket I'll ever have to buy. First of all, the reason why, as a typical Patagonia customer, this is compelling and such a strong reason to buy is that I don't have to waste my time ever again buying a winter jacket. I don't have to worry if it breaks down what to do. I could just go to a store, they're going to give me a new one, or they're going to fix it. Number three, the sensible side of me says, even if this jacket is 3, 4, 5, 10 times as much as I think I would normally pay for a winter jacket, it's still going to be worth it because I'll never have to buy another jacket. So you could see why this is such a strong reason to buy. It's hitting all the different emotions of their typical customer. Patagonia could have easily said, we create quality jackets. They're amazing. Look at the technology. Our zippers are everlasting. Our buttons are amazing. Look at all the pockets it has. They're not talking about that, okay? They're talking about the compelling reason to buy that really resonates with their audience. Thanks so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. I hope today's episode was helpful. I know when I learned this concept, it totally blew my mind wide open and changed the way I sold my products and services forever. I hope by me passing on this knowledge, this information that I learned from Jim Rohn, that you too could pass it on to somebody else as well and keep that tradition alive. If you found this episode helpful and you want to show us some love, subscribe and follow the show. This is a great way to send a signal to your favorite podcast app that, hey, this podcast is pretty good. If you want to do something a little bit extra, go ahead and share on social right now that you listen to the $100 MBA show and send them to 100mba.net so they could subscribe themselves. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. The more I'm in business, the more I realize if you're trying to convince your customers, you're doing it wrong. What you're trying to do is give them a paradigm shift, blow their mind wide open with a different perspective, making it easy for them to make a decision. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. Q&A Wednesday. I'll see you then. Take care.